The Santa Rosa City Council discussed multiple items at their meeting yesterday, including voting districts and upcoming elections. Vice Mayor Chris Rogers joins us on the KSRO Lifeline. Good morning.
Morning, Michelle. How you doing?
Doing all right. So tell us a little bit about the rezoning or redistricting.
Yeah, so as we've talked about a number of times, Santa Rosa, under the threat of lawsuit, decided back before the fires in August and September that it was time for us to switch to district elections to provide a better geographic and hopefully demographic representation of what our city looks like on the city council. It's been a pretty arduous process. I've been joking all morning that we felt like Frodo throwing the ring in Mordor last night, being done finally. But after about seven public hearings total, as well as countless community outreach events, we now have a district map that will formally be adopted officially next Tuesday. And come 2018, we will have three council members elected in districts, and then the other four will be elected from the other four districts in 2020.
So Chris, you confessed that this is one wasn't something you guys wanted to do, or you were sort of forced to do, but have you come around to see that this might be a good thing for Santa Rosa?
So I've been a supporter of district elections since when it was first put on the ballot and when it ultimately failed back in 2012. It's something that I think is necessary for a city of our size to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to have their voice heard by a local district representative. And it makes it so that grassroots candidates can literally walk door to door and have a chance to win an election. But the voters disagreed. Measure Q failed 60% to 40% back in 2012. And so this was really us with a gun behind our head doing what I think is the right thing for our city anyway. Most of the folks that I've talked to who were against Measure Q back in 2012 have been supportive of this move and have said, yes, the time has come for Santa Rosa to now move to districts. Not everybody will be happy, but I think most people have come around.
Now, there's for some reason, there's a postponement that not all will be voting in 2018 for those new positions or the newly redistricted areas. What is the reasoning behind that?
Yeah, so we're in an interesting legal situation in Santa Rosa. We are the first city under the California Voting Rights Act lawsuit to switch to districts where in our charter it said we would have at-large elections. Now, because of that, we had to actually go through and prove that we were not in compliance with the CVRA so that we could strike that portion of the charter without having to go to the ballot and having voters approve it, as we tried to do in 2012. Another section of the charter says that council members will serve for a four-year term. And absent a legal reason to strike that as well, the council members who were elected in 2016 under the city's charter have a four-year term to serve. So that's why you have this phase-in approach where three will go in 2018 and four will go in 2020. And that's actually the way that it's worked in every city around the state as they've made this move.
I love to see when you politicians are very busy. You guys also passed an ordinance last night, the Resilient City Development Measures. I was not that great in school. I see a lot of whereases in this ordinance. What's the main thing people of Santa Rosa should know about the ordinance you passed last night?
Yeah, we've certainly been busy. Actually, it came out of about a 10-hour council meeting from a week ago where we are acknowledging that the biggest struggle that we're going to have in recovery on the city side is attracting the workforce and finding housing for the workforce that's going to rebuild our homes. And so what we did is we passed an ordinance. It'll last for 3 years. And you can pull a permit now instead of for a one-year temporary structure, you can pull it for a five-year temporary structure. And that was the balance of trying to figure out how we streamline finding places to live for folks who are going to come and rebuild our homes without having a permanent impact on neighborhoods in areas where housing might not be appropriate. But we are acknowledging that we are in a crisis, we're in an emergency, and that we need that workforce to be able to be here. We've already seen about a 20% increase on the cost of labor for rebuild because the resources are just not there right now. But that's what we're trying to do is attract those resources.
And does this also allow people who maybe need just the temporary housing, who are not necessarily building things, but could have some temporary housing in certain areas?
Yes, it does. And so while it's geared towards workforce housing, it does also allow that. It's also a way for us to flip the way we've done development on its head and really incentivize ADUs, auxiliary dwelling units as well, to really just put people into shelters with roof over their head while they do this work.
Just real quickly, before you go, 6 months out from the fires, just give us your thoughts about the future and where we're at.
Yeah, you know, I think that for me, we have done everything we can to eliminate barriers for people to rebuild their homes. And it has just been heartbreaking to see all of the lots that have had to sell from folks who just can't rebuild. So we still have a lot of work to do to try to keep our community whole after this disaster. But I will say, folks have come together. They've found ways around a lot of those barriers themselves. I am just so impressed the way that our neighborhood groups in Coffee Park and in Fountain Grove have really organized around block captains to try to help one another to bring down that cost of the rebuild. We've seen both the best and the worst of people in this time. And so we've got a lot of work to do. I think 6 months out, now that we're finishing the debris cleanup, there's a lot of hope and a lot of promise. But we've got to really deliver on that in the next 6 months.
Yeah, and to realize that it is a longer process. So keeping our patients healthy and ready for this long haul is a good idea. Thanks so much for talking with us.
No, thank you all so much. Have a good morning.
You too. That is Vice Mayor of Santa Rosa, Chris Rogers.